Welcome to the John Limbaugh Show, live from La Costa Mexican Restaurant. Now welcome the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network's Blake Bagley.
Welcome in to the Coach's Cantina here at La Costa Mexican Restaurant. This is the Coach John Limbaugh Show. Blake Bagley alongside Jacob Bassett, as well as head coach of the Wolves, John Limbaugh. We got two guests as well, senior football players, Brenton Cantrell and Braden Liner. So we're glad to have those guys with us this evening, and glad to be here. Everybody come by. La Costa's open till 9 o'clock today, if I'm not mistaken. You can come and ask for the Coach's Cantina combination menu. All combinations are, I believe, $8.50, if I'm not mistaken. And I got three of them before this show started. I've been here since 6 o'clock. And, you know, I like to come in here and eat me a good meal. Speaking of eating a good meal, me and Jacob ate one before our game last Friday. And the only thing better than a pregame meal was the result. Wolves playoff bound.
Absolutely.
First time in 6 years. And it was a tight one. Y'all had me sweating, I'm not even going to lie. And came out with the win 29-12. But the score is not any bit at all indicative of how close the game was.
Yeah. Doesn't matter that much. It was actually 30-12.
Oh, sorry.
Somebody posted that wrong, and Coach Moore went on there and tried to fix it. But we want to give Nick credit for that kick he got. But, yeah, it was a good game. Tough game first. I thought everybody was going to be a hard, tough game, you know, and I don't know if people really believe me, but, you know, Coach had them ready to go, and Victor Christian came out the first half and played good football. Now, we did some things that where we hurt ourselves and had some penalties, ill-timed again. We got to get that cleaned up. You know, we got to get those penalties cleaned up. But the second half, our kids came out stronger. We made some halftime adjustments. And fourth quarter really took off for us and ended up 30-12. That's good stuff. But, you know, Britton played a great game. Braden played a great game defensively. These two right here, you know, led the way. And Aiden Blair led the way defensively. These guys really did a great job for us on the defensive side of the ball. He kept us in that ball game. They got six up first half, but they stopped them all the rest of the way, wouldn't let them have anything. I'm so thankful for our defense, what Coach Moore's doing there, and what a great job. But, you know, on the offensive side of things, you know, Cam has a buck 30, I believe it was, and something like that anyway. And then our quarterback, Preston Duke has 140 yards in the game. And that's testament to our offensive line and what they're doing, testament to them opening up some holes for them. And it was just tough sledding that first half, but I think we needed that. I think we needed that.
Yes, sir, Coach. And they definitely presented a challenge to you guys the other night. But defense, I just want to give Coach Moore a shout-out because, I mean, I was talking to him after the game the other night. First three games of the season, just giving up points like crazy. Can only win in shootouts. Since then, defense is only allowing 11 points per game. So you went from about 30 points per game allowed to 11. I mean, you're talking about almost a 20-point improvement. That's three touchdowns per game less that you're giving up. So, I mean, just tremendous turnaround on the defensive side of the ball. And, you know, anytime you're changing coordinators and you're going to a new scheme, you're going to have some growing pains. And I didn't expect it to get that good that quick.
Oh, absolutely. He's working hard. He puts in the time on the film. He knows exactly how many times they'll run to which boundary and so forth like that. But he's really paying attention to all aspects of it and taking it personally. So I really appreciate that about him. Absolutely. Doing a great job.
That he is, Coach. And offense, they started out guns blazing. We had a couple down weeks, but now they're back performing at an elite level. One thing that I can't help but notice, you just can't shake the penalties on some games. I mean, you look, we had a bunch of holding, a lot of unsportsmanlike conduct. I mean, what do you think just kind of keeps nagging on you about those?
Well, our kids are giving that extra effort. And I'm not just kidding about that. They're going after it. They're giving that extra effort. Sometimes there's a fine line. You know, we are a team that believes in sportsmanship. There's no doubt about it. We talk about this all the time and lifting a hand to the guy after we knock him to the ground and helping him back up and doing those things and, you know, playing a game, you know, after God's own heart, you know, playing a game for him. So we talk about all these things and then when you get in the game, and I've seen instances where our kids have really held back. I've seen instances where they didn't do anything. A lot of times when things are, you know, kids are kids, and not much has changed, even since when I played. not much has changed on that field of play. And when another kid does something, if we respond, that's what is seen. That second response is what's always seen. But all that said, you know, last week we had guys holding. That means they're trying. That means they don't want to let that guy by. We understand that. And there was a couple of others, you know. We had one kid got his jersey and everybody pulled off. And then he did his hand down, just kind of knocked the kid's hand off of him. He got a unsportsmanlike for that. And it was really nothing to it. So, you know, and officials are people too. You know, we make mistakes in the game. They make mistakes in the game. So we're going to learn from it, and we're going to get better about it. And I don't look for many penalties this week.
Well, and you know, you're talking about officials making mistakes. If there's 100 plays in a game and 94 of them are great calls or great no calls and you get six bad calls, that's still an A+. Plus.
That's,
you know,
A+.
That's right. An A, a 94. And so I think a lot of people a lot of time lose that. They put on one play in a game and then – you zoom out and you're talking about one play in a game of a bunch of plays. And Coach, I just want to talk about the official did their job throwing flash blindside block. That shouldn't exist. I mean, we might as well play two-hand touch out there.
Well, you know, that was unfortunate, you know, and Jet knows it now and so forth like that. But he did turn. He saw a guy hit him, you know, in the front. It wasn't in the back or anything like that. But he thought he was doing a good thing, but he and I had a discussion about it, so forth like that. But that's another play. You know, Britton picks that up and runs it back. That was great stuff right there. But thankfully, we did score for that play.
Well, and you know, you talk about, too, that some of the unsportsmanlike conduct penalties. A lot of times, and it's just in general, you know, this ain't FL or anything like that, but a lot of times if somebody responds physically, a lot of times people in the stands, they don't see what was said out there on the field. A lot of times there's some bad things being said on the field, and people only see that physical response and will be like, oh, why did that guy lose his cool, when there's a lot of things that are sometimes
Well, you know,
said,
there's a fine line in football between being too passive and being a little too aggressive. You know, you want aggressive play, but then you don't want it to go beyond that limit it should go to. And we got a group of kids that want to go play. They want to hit you. They want to play. So I love that about them. Don't want to take any of that away. We just want to do it with sportsmanship.
And another bright spot Friday was special teams. You know, we opened up the game with that kickoff, and then, you know, with the 27-12 score late in the game. You throw Nick out there, people thinking, man, he's just running the score up. You know, we're going to need Nick. You know, we're going to the playoffs. You know, it might come down to a field goal.
Yeah, I don't really care what they think. That was our kids are playing hard, and you know, if they don't want us to kick a field goal, block it. I mean, you know, the thing about it is this. I hope, you know, people understand. You're trying your best to get a kicker ready. And he's missed a couple this year that I thought should have hit. He hits 45, 50 yards in practice. Well, that was a 37-yarder. We needed him to go in and hit that so we could see that he can do it. We may need a kick to win this ball game Thursday. So I need him to make a kick in game that was a good long kick. That's all it was to it. That's it.
Well, and Coach, you know, mentioned we're not playing on Friday this week. We're playing tomorrow, Thursday. We like being on the radio so much last week. You guys were actually going to be on Mix once again tomorrow night. Pregame coverage at 6:30 as we host Woodland, final region game of the year. Mm-hmm. Big game at stake here. We're playing for seeding. We've locked in the playoffs, but the work ain't done yet. We're playing for a higher seed.
Right.
Live game action starts at 7 tomorrow. What's our theme for tomorrow night?
Well, it's breast cancer awareness.
Breast cancer awareness. You going to pull out the pink jerseys?
No, we're not going to pull those out. The kids said they're too easy to tackle us by them. They hang loose and so forth like that, but we don't really have enough of them anymore.
Yeah,
they've kind of disappeared over the years, but we're going in our traditional black jerseys, and kids can put some pink on if they want to, stuff like that, on all their accoutrements that they're wearing and so forth. but you know, that game tomorrow night, Blake, is a huge game for a lot of reasons. First, we're going to honor those that have fought through this thing called breast cancer, this hideous cancer that's hit so many families so hard. And we want to do all we can to lift those up that are going through it right now, and to let them know that they are very much supported. And I think this area of Tioga County and this area of the state of Alabama, the country, has per capita more types of that cancer than I think anybody does. You know, we'd have to really look that up, but I think that's the correct statement. And we want to do all that we can in our school to lift the issue up and to make people aware of it. But other than that, when the game gets going, this is a big game for us. Now, they people say, well, Woodland's 2-5, you're going to win this. That right there is what gets you beat.
That's exactly what gets you beat.
Because really true, we played two common opponents. We both lost to the common opponents. So going into this game, I think their record's 2-3 and ours is 3-2. That's the way I want to look at this. Our kids have to understand they got to get in there and fight and work and get after it because this team will not quit. They're going to keep coming, so we got to go too. Get after it.
Well, and Coach, you know, I can't believe I forgot to mention Nick Abar's field goal. I mean, we love Nick. We've been pulling for him to come kick these field goals for years, so I was excited when you put him out on the field. I don't know who they is, but I'll talk to him about it because it was practice. I mean, like you said, building the confidence, going out there and not – that is a – trick up your sleeve that most teams do not have in 1A football, which is a field goal kicker that can go out and hit kicks. And
I mean, now we're getting to where if you have a kid that can just kick an extra point, it's a big thing. Just be able to get it across the crossbar in a game is the big thing. But, you know, because that two-point conversion is not always easy, is it? So having Nick Barr, somebody can kick that ball through an extra point is huge, and he can back it up. Like I say, he can kick a long kick.
Well, back to tomorrow, you know, not only do we have the football game, but it's going to be a busy day in Fayetteville tomorrow with the volleyball team playing in the area tonight.
A lot going on, isn't it?
And I believe they're doing a pink out, too, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, if you need want to go out and support the volleyball team, go out and support the volleyball team and just walk down the sidewalk to the football game.
You get a twofer on tickets. If you buy a ticket, you get a discount for
– You don't because it's an area game, and the volleyball game is an area game. You have to do it. You have to pay that ticket price.
So you're not going to give them a discount at the football field for supporting both teams?
I tell you what. I may could, though. It's a great idea. Well, I tell you what. We'll see if we can do something like that.
You know, you bring your volleyball ticket over there, you get $2 coupon off the football ticket.
Doesn't sound bad at all, does it? It's pretty good. It's a pretty good idea.
I can be the marketing manager.
That's good stuff. But I do hope people come out for our volleyball team and support them because they're doing such a great job. And we got to get this state run kicked off correct for them. So we want everybody just to fill those stands up and then go into the football game. That's right.
That's right, Coach. Well, we'll come back, talk more with Coach and the players he brought with him this evening. This is the Coach's Cantina at La Costa.
I'm Chris Kane, and for our family here at Toyota of Sylacauga, it's about more than cars. It's about people. You'll find my wife, my kids, even my dog here some days, because this is where we've built something special. When you buy from us, you're not just getting a vehicle, you're becoming part of the family. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
If you're tired of wandering around a big box store, get to Van Zandt Hardware on Highway 280 in Sylacauga. These folks know their stuff and they know where it is. Need rafters? In stock. Looking for solid 28-foot lumber? They've got it and it's not damaged. For over 50 years, they've been helping home builders, farmers, and everyday folks get the job done right. Van Zandt Hardware is a proud supporter of Sylacauga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Welcome back. You're listening to the John Limbaugh Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network. Driven by Toyota of Sylacauga. Worth the drive and they'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Welcome back to the Coach's Cantina, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, here with head coach John Limbaugh and some of his senior leaders here. We got Braden Liner and Brenton Cantrell here. Guys, nice to have y'all on tonight. And with you guys being a part of the program for a while and being seniors on this team, how does it feel to know that you guys clinched a playoff berth?
Well, I mean, it is the first one of our high school career. So, I mean, it's nice to go out, make a little history, you know. Hopefully, you know, we get into the playoffs and we'll keep advancing. And that's the goal, ultimately. We're 1-0. We got to treat it like we're 0-0 from here on out and keep going 1-0.
That's right. That's right. How are you guys being leaders on this team? How do you keep the guys focused? You know, Coach Limbaugh used to always tell us, which he probably told y'all this in the locker room, don't let your highs get too high and don't let your lows get too low. How do you keep the younger guys focused and locked in, knowing this week's just as important as last week, even though you already have a playoff berth?
I mean, this week is pretty important. I mean, it's our – okay, so I look at it as it's our last game. It's our last region game together. You know what I mean? We got 12 seniors. We have eight of us that play, or most of us play both sides of the ball, so it's our last region game together. So, I mean, we're pretty locked in for this game. I mean, the younger guys, they step up and they take over when we need to. I mean, Jet's done good all year. Braden DeLoach, Ty Stone, all of them, Braden Wood, they've all done good this year. So it's just a matter of staying locked in and practicing, doing what we need to get done. I mean, you win up against those guys all year in practice, it gets boring after a while. I mean, it does. It's just part of it. But, I mean, you run our plays to perfection, and we polish them each week. So on Friday nights or Thursday nights when we come out, I mean, it's just easy. It's like how a clock works. I mean, it comes natural at that point.
That's right. And, Braden, I believe you were one of the guys last year that actually wasn't injured when we played Woodland. Did I have that right? You played in that game?
Yes, sir.
And what is it going to mean for you guys? I would have asked Brenton this too, but, you know, he was kind of watching from the sidelines when we got to the latter half of the season. But you being a guy that went out there and played against Woodland, we got spanked pretty bad by them. Are you just chomping at the bits to get back out there and get revenge on these guys?
Oh, yeah. And I'm ready to hit them again, man. I mean, last year they came up and beat us, obviously. But this year, I mean, we've got to win to get that 3 seed, and I mean, that's just important to me, especially since, like, last year we went and fighting for nothing. This year, it means a whole lot more than me.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I guess they're really fighting for right now is a playoff berth, correct? Or actually, no, they will probably make it, right? Because everybody else is eliminated. So y'all,
they still have to play another team next week.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, it's going to come down to that.
That's right. Coming down to both teams hungry for that 3 seed instead of the 4 seed. And I mean, getting that 3 seed is so important. And like you said, last region game of the year, you know, you win this one, finish with a winning record in the region. And that just means so much for y'all and so much for this class. I mean, last time we made the playoffs, y'all was snotty-nosed little kids, you know, running around in the bleachers, probably throwing a football around. So I know it means a lot to y'all. And leaving the program in better shape than you found it, too, for the junior class and then the guys under them. Tell us a little bit about that. I mean, what's your message to the guys that are younger than y'all that are coming up through the school?
Man, I hope they just keep driving. I mean, we brought us to the playoffs as a team. I hope they just keep on doing it, just keep on making it to the playoffs, keep on pushing. I mean, it'd be great to go to the playoffs 2 years in a row, especially just being a senior this year and coming back and looking at what you left and knowing that this year is what really started that.
I need to know something from y'all about Friday night. You know, that first half was the first half. The way we played wasn't spectacular. And, you know, we go in the locker room, we kind of hear the message, but we don't hear the message. What was Coach's message to y'all in the locker room at halftime? Y'all came back out in the second half and played the best football I've seen y'all play.
Well, he basically just told us to get our crap together. He put us in a real good he gave us good motivation. And I mean, honestly, we weren't playing our best at first half. Everybody could see it. We weren't locked in. It felt like we were just dragging ourselves across the field, back and forth. And shout out to Brennan Mullen, because he really kept us in the game for that kickoff return. I mean, if we didn't have him, we wouldn't have any hope. So I mean, shout out to Brennan Mullen.
So I'm going to ask you this, because this might be y'all's last time on the show. You just said that Coach was a good motivator in the locker room Friday night. What does it mean playing for Coach John Limbaugh?
Man, this guy is a He's a good man. He's a good man, and he really likes football. He really likes football. If there's a new kid in town and he sees him and he looks like he can play football, Coach Limbaugh's on him. You gonna play football, boy? That's his favorite phrase to a new kid. So, I mean, it means a lot to play for this guy in all seriousness. He's a good man, and, I mean, he's just doing the best for all these kids. He's gonna make them good men, too.
Yeah, I mean, Braden said it best. I mean, Coach Limbaugh, I mean, he's our guy. He's been here through us. We've been through everything with him. I mean, he was one of the only coaches when I did break my ankle that was texting me nonstop. I mean, he was. I mean, that's the type of a guy you want as a coach that's going to push you to be a better man than, I mean, yeah, you want to win football games, but what about in the long run? You know what I'm saying?
Well, and what you didn't tell us, though, is when he was texting you, he was like, hey, you think you can put a brace on and play next week?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. He looked at me that day. He said, oh, yeah, it's going to be some serious saving right here. I said, Coach, just get me to the hospital.
You know, you're talking about Coach loving football. I remember there was a time that when I played basketball when I was in school, and he pulled me. He said, come to my office. And I said, well, I was scared because I thought he done found out what I did in class that day. But he brings me in there, and he said, son, I know you like basketball. He said, you're good at basketball, but you could be great at football. I'm like, Coach, we got a game tonight. Why are you talking about football? And he wouldn't even talk about football in his speech during basketball. He'd be like, look here, we're going out playing the second greatest game in the world tonight. Go make everybody proud, but there ain't nothing like football. I keep football in my truck all the time because football is the number one gift from God sport there is, but basketball is okay too. And I'm like, take him a pregame speech. And, you know, I actually walked into the restroom when he was giving you the halftime speech, and I was going to tell you before you answer, keep it PG, because he was lighting y'all up pretty good in there.
What, at Victory Christian?
Yeah.
I mean, it was. But, no, playing for Coach Snowball means a lot, for real. I mean, like I said, he's our guy. He does anything for us. We do anything for him. So, really, we're playing for each other this year, but it's really to go out on top with him. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, he might have, one or two more years left. I don't know when he's going to retire, but, I mean, we're setting the standard for him.
Yeah.
We're going out on top for him. I mean, it's all for him. He's our guy. We do anything for him. Love him to death.
I mean, when you get in your mid-70s, you know, like he is, you know, you only got a few games left. You know what I'm saying? That he wants to spend his prime years at home. Oh, I'm just kidding, Coach. But, David, let's play the music because it's time for picks. Now, coming into the picks segment, I will say I'm going to pick the Wolves to come out on top tomorrow against the Woodland Bobcats. I do got to say, though, I like how the Bobcats got a unique mascot, because you don't see a lot of Bobcats. Just like the Wolves, there's not a lot of Wolves around here. So the Bobcats, I do like that. I think the Wolves come out on top decisively in that game tomorrow. It's not Friday, and we will be on Mix 106.5 tomorrow at 6:30 per game, followed by live game coverage at 7, breast cancer awareness. Remember, bring your volleyball ticket stub in there. Coach Limbaugh will hook you up and give you that good deal on the ticket when you come in there. So just remember, bring that stub in there. And I'm just kidding. Coach Limbaugh did not approve that message, and I don't want to have the booster club after me. So that is very satirical, but Jacob, we do have some picks this week.
I'd like to say one thing before y'all get into the picks. You know, these boys said a few words a while ago, but all my senior class this year and the whole team, every one of them, it's an honor to be their coach, to see them working hard every single day and seeing their desire to win. That's what I love about football, is seeing kids grow into young men, and that's what's happening for these guys this year. But I love every one of them today, and I just want to throw that in there and let these guys know that. How much I appreciate them, but that's what it's all about as being a coach.
Yeah, it's an honor to call y'all on Friday nights. Call the games on Friday night.
Coach, I promise you, if anybody feels love, it's your players. I mean, you always did make us feel worthy and make us feel loved and be enough. And we love calling games for you, too. I mean, we've been doing it now for a long time. It's my sixth season.
Y'all do a good job.
Well, we appreciate it. We enjoy it.
Just
but
a baby.
Do what? I am just a baby. Now we're talking about being qualified, not qualified. This is the least qualified segment that I am able to do, including all of us. I don't know what I'm doing. My record's probably like a little to a lot right now, but we're going to give it another whirl this week.
I want to start from the bottom and work my way to the top.
Yeah, there's no particular order. I just wrote these down.
The first game, big game in Nashville. Vandy's looking to bounce back after a tough loss to Alabama. They do play a good defensive LSU team. Saturday, I'm going to play it safe and Vandy gets two losses in a row.
First off, Washington should be ranked ahead of both of these teams. Neither one of them have really proven anything. But I'm going to go out here. We're at La Costa Mexican Restaurant. Diego Pavia played at New Mexico. Y'all know what I'm finna say. Give me the fighting Diego Pavias. Vanderbilt's going to get the win because LSU ain't worth a flip. They're frauds. I've been telling y'all that all year.
Well, Clark Lee, he's a heck of a football coach. He really is good. He knows what he's doing. And I can't go against Vandy this year, not at home. I think they're going to get it done.
I'd go with Vandy, you know.
Smart.
Y'all picking the wrong team, bro. It's going to be LSU. Garrett Nussmeyer, he's going to carve that defense. You seen the way Ty Simpson carved it? Garrett Nussmeyer, the same way. He's a pocket passer. He's going to carve them just like he did.
But Alabama's way better than LSU, right?
Alabama is better than LSU. But
a lot better.
But them Weeks, brother, at linebacker, Diego Pava ain't going to have it coming. He ain't going to know what hit him.
Okay. Good pick.
What up?
Arguably one of the biggest games of the day. I told you I was going to ride the Lane train till they got beat. They traveled to Athens, Georgia. I told y'all I know firsthand how loud that place can be in a big game situation. It's going to be tough for Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin, but I'm still riding the train.
Again, I'm going to shout out my Washington Huskies here. They beat Washington State by like 35. Ole Miss barely beat them at home by 3. They should be ranked, but they're not. Now, I'm not saying they should be ranked ahead of Ole Miss, but last time I checked, the Ole Miss Rebels do not play their games in Tuscaloosa, and they are not the Alabama Crimson Tide, so give me Georgia.
A little while back, I had a cousin that coached at Ole Miss, Tommy Limbaugh. I got liking Ole Miss then. If it wasn't the fact that I'm a huge Auburn fan, I'd pull for Ole Miss. That said, I know I want Ole Miss to win. I'm going to pull for them. I'm gonna pick them. It's going to be a tough one for me to get, though.
You're insane, Coach Limbaugh. Give me Georgia.
Yep.
Yeah, it's in Athens. It's going to be a tough for Ole Miss to play, even though their quarterback's playing really good right now, though. But I say Georgia beats them.
Can I get in on this?
Yeah.
I got to tell you, Kirby Smart has moved to number one on my hate list. I'm sorry. I got to go with the Lane train on this one. It's just because I want them to.
All right. Well, the next game is the battle to see who the best team in Utah is.
The Holy War.
The Holy War.
The Holy War.
As Utah travels to Provo to take on the Brigham Young Cougars. I like the way Brigham Young's playing football right now. I think they're a really good football team. Give me the BYU Cougars at home.
Look, man, I love football out west. I actually wish this one was kicking off a couple hours later so my kids would be asleep and I could start it from the beginning, but it's kicking off at 7, so that's cool. It's getting covered by the best network, which is Fox. I prefer Fox over ESPN because they actually have qualified individuals there. Here's the thing, man. I want to pick Utah. Kyle Whittingham's like one of the best, like longest tenure coaches in college football. He does a great job. But I can't pick against a team in the Brigham Young Cougars that have some policies on their football players acting right, being good men, and fought, you know, doing things the right way. They kicked a guy off the football team for that. I can't pick against that. Give me BYU.
I'm going to go with Jacob because, Jacob, what was that game you picked last week? You got it right. Nobody else picked it.
Indiana beating Oregon.
He got the Indiana game right, so I'm going to go with Jacob, BYU.
I'd pick BYU.
Okay, I'll go with you, too.
No, I was going to say. I mean, I may have said it a roundabout way, but I picked them, too.
I got you.
I'm going BYU.
I'll be honest with you, I ain't watched neither one of them teams play, so I don't know how good either one of them are. So y'all say BYU, and I'm just going to say BYU with y'all.
I'm not a huge BYU fan, but I think they'll win this weekend.
All right, the next game is a game I know Cantrell has watched. Both of these two teams played. The last 2 years I picked Tennessee to win this game. The last 2 years, or was it the last 2 out of 3 Tennessee's beat Alabama in this game? The game's in Tuscaloosa. Alabama's wanting revenge after last year, after a close one in Knoxville, so... Alabama.
Look here. Kalen DeBoer, his entire coaching tenure, he is going to poop his pants a couple times every season and lose a game he ain't supposed to. This one is not going to be one because I've never seen a coach like him get his teams up for a big game like he does. They will win this game. I think it'll be close, but I think they'll win it. Their loss that they're not supposed to have will come in the neck, you know, later on down the road. This is not one of them. Give me Alabama pretty decisively.
Home game, Alabama's going to win.
Yep.
Yeah.
Give me Bama. It's a home game. It's 6:30 at night. You know, the fans going to be roaring. Tennessee ain't gonna be ready. Ty Simpson's playing the best ball of his career, which is his only year starting. But Ty Simpson's second in that Heisman race. He's going to carve this Tennessee defense. He's going to beat them by a couple of touchdowns, and he's going to get first in that Heisman race. He's going to bring it home.
Who's first right now?
I think it's the Mendoza guy from Indiana, or it's Dante Moore from Oregon. But Oregon lost, so it might be down. It was John Mateer, but John Mateer broke his hand. So
he definitely should have been the front runner, but I think Ty Simpson should probably be in the front right now. Yeah.
Ty Simpson's playing good ball.
Talking about the Heisman, nobody has even talked about the quarterback from Ole Miss, but if he has a good game against Georgia and wins, he's going to vault up on that list as well.
That's fair. He already won one Heisman.
Yeah, Alabama-Tennessee. Tennessee's quarterback has had two big wins this year, but they've both come at Rocky Top. He don't know what it's going to be like playing at Bryant-Denny. I think the home field is worth 3 points, and I think Bama wins a close one.
All right, this next one is a rivalry game for me. USC travels to South Bend to take on the Notre Dame Fighting Irish for the Chalet, the Golden Chalet. It's a toss-up for me, but you know I'm not going to pick against Notre Dame.
Man, I love Notre Dame. You done convinced me. They're my second favorite team. I love them, okay? I like to see them win. I hope they win because they'll keep their playoff hopes alive. But USC's 5-1 right now and probably not the deepest conference, but the best conference at the top, and they're 5-1. I got to go with USC, man. I think they're really good this year, and I think they're being slept on.
I'm going Notre Dame. I believe Notre Dame's going to win.
You know, I done forgot who the teams were. Can y'all remind me?
USC and Notre Dame.
All right, I'm going Notre Dame. You know, Jacoby Lane's pretty hard to guard at USC. He's already probably made the greatest catch of college football, and it ain't even been – I mean, it's still early, about midseason. But, you know, Notre Dame's lost a couple big games this year. They ain't got Riley Leonard at quarterback no more. Riley Leonard, I loved him. He's a good guy. So I'm going against him, and I'm going with Lincoln Riley in USC.
Lincoln Riley is an underrated coach. I think he gets it done, and Notre Dame's playoff hopes go down the drain with their third loss.
Yeah, they die. They're done. Agreed.
All right, now the last pick. Auburn got the win taken out of their sails due to a call last week against Georgia. This is a night game at Jordan-Hare. They're taking on the Missouri Tigers for the second game in a row. We get a team that just got beat by Bama the week before. So, you know, they're coming out wanting to prove that they can play anywhere. All I'm going to say is the Tigers are going to win.
Yep. You took the words out of my mouth. Look, here I'm going to tell you. For me to keep faith in Hugh Freeze, he's got to finish this season 8-4. So I'm giving him one loss down the stretch, and he needs to win his bowl game. So he needs to win 9 games in order for me to keep confidence in him. I can't have confidence in a guy that says we just can't figure out a way to win a football game, because that's what you get paid to do, is figure out how to win football games. So with that being said, though, I think Missouri probably wins this game because Auburn don't know how to win a football game. They got all these recruits. It's year 3 for Hugh Freeze. If it's not now, it's not never. I'm picking Missouri. All right. They start playing better. I probably won't even watch this game just because I knew last week they got up, and I told somebody I wouldn't even go watch it because it was going to make me mad. So I didn't watch it. I didn't watch this one either. It ain't good.
Well, the last year that the little general was at Auburn, you know, he left before the year was out. Auburn won 3 games that year, and I pulled for Auburn every game. I've never pulled against Auburn. I've never even you know, like what we're doing now, picking. I've never ever picked against Auburn, so I'm not going to start today. But I will say last week when the ball went across the line, that was a touchdown. But you got to go play a second half. You didn't get the call you wanted. okay? Last week we didn't get the scores we wanted. But you can't let that keep you from winning the ball game. You got to go out and play the second half. If they do that, they play the second half like they did the first half, Auburn wins the ball game. You can't let that stop you from winning the game. That said, I'm going to, you know, go for Auburn because I always do. That's about the end of that. That's right.
Give me Missouri.
Well, Auburn has played – Jackson Arnold played stellar games in the first couple of weeks, even though, I mean, it was nobody's. I mean,
they Baylor was raw.
Baylor was raw. But, I mean, they played like a high school. It's on a Friday night game. You know what I'm saying? So it really ain't college football at that point. And but no, Auburn's defense is good. I mean, they lost to Oklahoma on some bad calls, and they lost to Georgia on some bad calls. But Jackson Arnold also ain't played the same way he was, and that's because defense has figured out if they stop that run, then he's gonna get beat because he can't throw as well, and he's probably got the best receiving core in the SEC. I don't care what anybody
country
says.
probably
he's got Cam Coleman, Malcolm Simmons, the Singleton guy. I mean, he's got guys around him. If he doesn't win this game, they need to give Deuce Knight he's a true freshman coming in, let him play, let him get a half a season in, and he comes in his sophomore year, and you have a chance of not losing your guys, because let's be real, if Cam Coleman and them, they're probably gonna leave. I mean, Auburn's defense is like, they're carrying them. They're keeping them in games. But also, Bo Pribrola came out of that second half against Alabama and made some good plays against Alabama's defense. He did. He made that great halftime adjustment. Their coach did. That game's in Jordan-Hare. Jordan-Hare is a tough place to play. Me personally, I don't like Auburn. But I did tell Coach Limbaugh that it was going to be pretty good this year. I'm going to go with Auburn.
I know that hurt. I know it did.
So you're probably wanting to know my opinion on last week's game, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. For years, you've sat here and said that college football was rigged.
Oh, yeah.
I'm on your boat now, brother.
Okay. Thank you.
Seriously. We lost the football game last week before the ball ever crossed the goal line. We had a 10-0 lead for the entire second quarter and never pushed the ball down the field until that play. And then we allowed Georgia to score 20 unanswered points on us when our defense was playing lights out for the first two quarters of the football game. That's where we lost the football game. Now, did the refs make a bad call? Sure. We go up 17-0, that's a totally different outcome in that ball game. Mm-hmm. I truly believe that. I just want to know what jersey number Kirby Smart should have on, because he was on the field more than his players. I mean, and where a lot of people don't realize, this man right here, and I'm pointing to John Limbaugh, Kirby Smart got extra timeouts with stoppages of play after that play on the goal line for them to go down and kick a field goal. That was huge. I mean, they stopped and reviewed four things. Three of them didn't even need to be reviewed. And he was out on the field with every one of them with an extra timeout. I'm just saying. But as far as the game this week, I think Hugh Freeze is really starting to feel people picking, and you know, that seat getting a little warm. I think we'll have our best game plan of the year. I think we run the football a little bit better. I think Auburn wins. I really do.
I hope they do. They need it. And I think if you look at this back half of the schedule, they got Arkansas, they got Kentucky, they got Vanderbilt, and then like Wofford. I mean, they really only play like one real team before Alabama, and that's Vanderbilt. And I mean, when you're calling Vanderbilt the only real team you play, you got a good chance of rolling off some wins. And, you know, David, to touch on that, I did not think that these games were rigged until there was betting involved. And the reason I say that is because Vegas doesn't have millions of dollars in such skyscrapers by losing money. And so, I mean, that's the way I've always viewed it. That's why I don't bet. That's why I don't, I kind of question the integrity of the sport now. Now, in high school, it's just, you get some bad calls. You got guys out here that are blue collar workers that are having to get off in time, eat in the car, and run because they care about helping the kids and they care about calling the game. So you're going to get some bad calls. But these guys, you talking about college and pro, you don't get bad calls. I mean, it's just, it's intentional. I mean, and I hate to take the wind out of everybody's sail, but it's entertaining. I mean, that's what it is. But tomorrow night on Mix 106.5, Wolves pregame coverage will start at 6:30. Me and Jacob on the call, followed by live game coverage at 7, last region game of the year. Take on the Woodland Bobcats. Hope to get the 3 seed wrapped up in the playoffs. This has been the Coach's Cantina.